You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. I trust you've been getting something out of these broadcasts. We've been talking about how to change your life forever. We've been talking about how God does things and how we can cooperate with it so that our lives can be completely different forever. We looked in Mark, and let's go here to Mark chapter 4. Also, if you've missed any of these, our partners, by their financial support, has made it possible for us to give you these messages absolutely free. They've also made it possible to be on your radio and to provide these podcasts. By the way, if you're watching this by video or podcast, please like, subscribe, and please share. Okay, we're trying to reach people all over the world, and please also leave a review. Somebody said that would be important for our podcast and things. You can also connect with us on Facebook, I believe Instagram, whatever else. I'm not that well versed in that. So Jesus is explaining basically a parable that he does in 4:13. And he says, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?" And because this is a key, to understanding God, this is a key to understanding how he does things, this is a key to understanding how the entire kingdom of God operates. And again, we've been at this at such great length, but the very first thing, the sower sows the word. There are so many people right now seeking God that will not sow the word, either because they don't want to, they don't know how to, which we're trying to fix with these broadcasts, or they're just too lazy to. And there's people complaining because they feel as though God is not helping them. And it's like saying that you're mad at God because you're not don't have any watermelons, but you never planted any watermelon seed. And so we're talking about how to get the most out of the seed, the word God has sown into your hearts. Remember, we've already looked at two grounds. We're into the third ground. There was one that people didn't understand it, the word, and they said, "Oh, well, don't understand it. Guess you can't understand it." Walked on. You have to be a person who applies their heart, their mind to understanding. Second thing is that they have theirs that receive the word with emotionally, and after a while, they just quit. And so the word doesn't produce. Now we've gotten into the third group. Here in verse 18, "Now these are the ones sown among thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." So we're talking about right now this particular thorn, the cares of this world, okay? And then we went over here to Matthew 6, and we read a lot of scripture. We read 25 through 34, and I'm not going to take time to read all that today. But God tells you in verse 25, he says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is life not more than food and body more than clothing?" And then he begins to explain about how he takes care of the birds. And he says, "Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" The answer is yes, you are more valuable than the birds. And you need to get that established. And he says, what's the point in worrying anyway? Verse 27, "Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to your stature?" What is it doing you anyhow? You know, I heard an old adage that worrying is like a rocking chair. It's something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. So what is the point in continuing the worry? You might as well get over on the word and choke the worry out. Let the word choke the worry rather than letting the worry choke the word, okay? And we're going to talk about how to do that because I know it can be difficult. Listen, I've been walking with God since 1989, and I can tell you, I still have the cares of this world come up. Listen, if Peter can have the cares of this world come up while he's walking on water, you can have the cares of this world come up no matter how far you walk. You just have to learn to deal with them. Now, here's the thing I love about God. Okay, God doesn't tell you not just to worry. He tells you why you shouldn't, right? God takes care of the birds. Aren't you more valuable than them? And what's the implication? Isn't he going to take care of you? He says this, it goes on a little bit further. So why do you worry about your clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow and how they toil, neither nor they spin. Yet I say to you, Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? In other words, you're more important to him than the grass of the field. Look how beautiful the grass of the field is, and he wants to take care of it. And this is kind of staggering, but he says the grass of the field is clothed better than Solomon. And he says he wants to take care of you better than the grass of the field. In other words, God wants to take care of you better than he took care of Solomon. And Solomon was the richest man on the face of the earth and probably the richest man I think the world has ever known. Okay? And God wants to take care of you better than that. And people say, well, why doesn't he? Well, because they violate what he said. They worry. I've worried, been fretful, been concerned, and didn't deal with it. Listen, I'm not talking about one thought coming to your head. I'm talking about, you know, we looked at the definition for the cares of this world. One thing about care is an overall mental, over-engrossing mental affair. In other words, you just can't let go of it. It's running loose through your head. And people say, well, you got to worry. You know, this is life. Listen, if he says, therefore, do not worry about your life, how many of you know there's nothing that should be worried about? And again, he tells you why. He says, all these things the Gentiles seek, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but you need to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. In other words, you don't have to be concerned about these things because your Father wants to take care of you. And I can hear people saying right now, well, he hadn't done it. But you haven't done it. What do you mean I haven't done it? You're not supposed to worry. Did you pray? Did you read your Bible? And when you read that word and you saw the promise where God wants to take care of you better than the grass of the field, better than Solomon, feed you better than he takes care of the birds, and you read that, and yet you got up from your Bible and you're still worried about what you're going to eat? You're still worried about whether you're going to live or not? Well, that's just life. Evidently, there's another life available. Listen. Let's say this. I've got Jimmy sitting here. He's the producer for the broadcast, okay? Jimmy's here with me now. If Jimmy tells me tonight he's taking me for a steak dinner, I might be hungry right now, but I don't have to worry about where my next meal is coming from. I already know where my next meal is coming from. It's coming from Jimmy because we're going to the steakhouse tonight, Texas Day Brazil. That's my favorite place to eat. And especially in West Palm Beach. Oh, my goodness. If he says, hey, Pastor, we're going to Texas Day Brazil tonight. You want to know what? I might be hungry right now, but I have no care of where I will eat next because I know that tonight, if you ever been to Texas Day Brazil, they'll bring you meat until you pass out. They just keep cutting it off and stuff. And I've gotten close to passing out a couple of times because I love it. Okay. Now, here's the thing. Once Jimmy gives me his word, all fear of my next meal, all fear of starvation should end. And if I'm still worried, then I don't trust Jimmy. It's that simple. And here's the thing. People say, well, yeah, but what if Jimmy wasn't going to do it? Okay, I can see where that thought would come to mind. What if Jimmy doesn't take me? And then I would answer that thought. No, I know Jimmy. I've known Jimmy for 15 years. If he's ever told me he's taking me to eat, we've gone to eat. I trust his word. He's a person of integrity. Then, you know what? I answer that worry. I answer that fear with Jimmy's word. No, Jimmy said he's taking me. He's taking me. He says he's going to take care of me better than the grass of the field. Then I'll be taking, God is taking care of me. And if I'm still worried after that, then I need to get to the place that I trust Jimmy more. God doesn't tell you not just to worry. He tells you why you shouldn't worry. I'm going to take care of you. And if you're sitting there saying, well, I trusted God and it didn't work, let me ask you this. Did you truly trust him, or were you worried after you said amen? Let me ask you this. Did you truly trust God? Because if you trusted God, you know one of the things you're going to do? You're going to sow the word. So you said amen. Great. When you got up from there, did you continue to feed on the promises? Every time worry showed back up, did you go back to the word? Did you water that word? Or were you looking for a watermelon harvest without sowing any watermelon seed? Well, I prayed. Yeah, but listen, let me just tell you. I can stand in the field and I can pray for watermelon all day long. But if God has put seed in my hand that will bring forth watermelon, then it is up to me to take that seed and sow it. I'm not earning it. God has already earned it for me. He provided the seed. Now listen, this is one of the reasons it's important to be a member of a local church that teaches the Word of God, that you can constantly have the Word sown on the inside of you, constantly have the Word placed into you, constantly be reminded you have no reason to fear. God is faithful. God loves you. God wants to take care of you better than the birds. God wants to clothe you better than the lilies of the field. Listen, this is the reason you should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He's in love with you. And you need to have a local church that teaches you practically how to do it. Forget all the self-help stuff. Forget about whether praise and worship is good. Forget about whether they have a great children's ministry. You teach your children. You get before God and you find out. Listen, I think we ought to have all of those things. But the first thing you need to be looking for in a local church is are they teaching you the word? Are they sowing the word down on the inside of you and then reminding you to trust that word? We have three churches in Florida right now, one in Palm Beach, one in Clewiston, and one in Port St. Lucie. You're welcome at those. If you're in one of our other markets or listening to this on radio, contact us. We'll help you find a good local church. But today, tonight, find the local church that's teaching the word and get in there. And this weekend, get into a good local church. It's not enough to have these broadcasts. Listen to Michael for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasury.